the girl would be right there to turn around and get him.
Mm.
Have you heard of that?
No, the elves not be caught?
Yeah, right. King Chase Queen.
Okay. Did you have any hiding games?
Play hide and seek, or and when you'd find someone, you'd say, Allie, Allie, I'm free, and you'd call a code name, and everyone would have enough time to run out from hiding. Or kick the can, used to play that.
You mean with a tin can?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that? What was your rule or something?
It was like hide and seek. Then the person that would be hiding, then they would come out, and they'd have to, the last person to kick the can, the person who didn't kick the can, or the last person that kicked it, was the next person to be it, I think. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
Okay. How about games that involved lines and running?
Like relays?
All right. Did you ever use a line, any kind of line in running or games?
Like you'd put 10 kids down on one side and 10 on another. Then you'd have, say, some blocks of wood up there. Say maybe 15 yards or 20 yards up. And then you'd have to run up. All right, there'd be two blocks up there. One person would run up, get a block, run back, put it back, get another one and put it back. Then the next person would go. And the team that finished first would win. Mm. And pass a baton in a relay, 440 relay, something like that.
Okay. How about ring games? Games that had rings?
Duck, duck, goose.
What's that?
You haven't heard of that?
Well, maybe not by that name.
All right, everyone forms a circle, and everyone's sitting down, and one person is a ducker. He taps everyone on the head as he walks around the circle. Duck, duck, duck. And one person, he'd say goose, and then you'd have to run around the length of the circle trying to catch up with that person. And then if he caught him, he'd have to go in the middle in the mush pot. Or if he didn't catch him, then he'd have to be the next ducker to get a goose. You never heard of that?
Seems like I have, way back in the back of my mind.
Duck, goose, sure.
Okay. How about rope games?
You could have a fire, hot pepper ropes would be turning it real fast, seeing how you could jump, how long you could keep jumping as the rope turned real fast. Or a Chinese jump rope, which is, I think that's two ropes at one time, or no, that's called an egg beater. They take two ropes and twirl them. You'd have to jump in the middle, jumping two ropes at the same time.
Hmm. How about marble games? You ever play a marble game?
No. We played those little things you spin. Those aren't
tops?
No, round. I mean, they're like five prong little things.
Alright, they got a ball and you bounce the ball?
Yeah. What's that?
As in cracker.
Yeah, but,
what's the second word, cracker?
Cracker Jacks!
Alright.
Uh-huh, that's what we were.
Okay, did you play those?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. How about, did you or did any boys that you knew or anything play a knife game?
No.
Like, wimbly peg or mumbly peg or anything?
No.
Okay. How about rough games, particularly rough games, that you might have played, not as an organized sport, but, you know, something you might have played in the neighborhood, you know?
I used to play Swing the Statue.
What's that?
Someone would, you'd take someone by the arms and swing them around in a circle, and one person would have an idea in their mind of some form of a statue. So say it would be an older kid that would swing the younger ones around. And the way you landed, you had to stay that way. The person who came the closest to looking like the statue was the winner. Yeah, that was
you got
the statue.
You got thrown pretty far? That was pretty rough.
Yeah, you'd be like a mermaid or something like that.
Okay. Well, now, how about, what kinds of, not so much people, but what types of music